live in harmony. Can someone help me train? But I thought I would use those couple minutes I have left and strive to share every fantasy with you. The train is kind of full, so I can't do much else other than talk. But I do have my hand in my pocket, and the pocket is rather deep, so I can definitely sneak some touches and tease myself. Hopefully no one will notice. So I've been riding trains for as long as I can remember. It's been definitely my default mode of transportation since forever. But when I was at uni, I used to commute by train once a week, not twice a week, goes both ways, then every fortnight. And Friday classes usually run late, especially in autumn and winter. I was going well after dark. And you know how it goes. Sometimes you get stressed, you need to relax a bit. You need to take your mind off of things. So oftentimes I just, on Friday comes after Thursday, and that was day of new liturgical offerings, right? So oftentimes I would just plug my headphones on and listen to sexy shit on the way. But sometimes that wasn't enough. If I was alone in the compartment, I would pull up my legs, put them on the next seat. I'd put a jacket over my lap, and you can guess what would happen. I tried to be sneaky about it, especially as we're leaving the university town, because the train had quite a few stops along the way back then. But once we passed a certain city, a certain town, I could just go to town with it, and those are good times. But I always wondered what would happen if some guy entered carriage at that point. Let's imagine just just that for a moment, okay? Like, I want to train. It's Friday evening. Outside the windows is jet black. And we've just departed from the town, and there's like half hour, maybe 40 minutes right to the next. Okay, sorry. I get my headphones on. And today I've been pretty cheeky. I'm just sitting in my seat, hand pushed between my thighs. Doing it like that. So I'm doing kind of a out in the open most of the time I'm doing right now. And this guy and his carriage, he's older than me. And I'm sure he noticed what I'm doing, but he pretends he didn't. So the train starts rolling again, and since he sits in his own corner and doesn't stop paying attention, I just decide to ignore him and just do my thing out of the seal. There's still quite a lot of the right left, and there's still a lot of right left. I don't care, I don't fucking care. So I close my eyes, and there's some delicious sounds in my ears. And the next thing I know, he's starting standing right in front of me, this cookout, and stroking it right in front of my face. I look up at him and want to ask what he's doing, but yeah. But he grabs my face and his other hand he grabs my face and his other hand is just pushes his cock into my mouth. Fuck. And at first I want to struggle, I want to call for help, but then I realize it's so long till the next station. So there probably won't be anyone walking the corridors, and and they don't really check tickets on this route, so so I try to calm down. Yes, I just calm down as much as I can with this cool jam in my throat. And decided my body's choice, just let him be. just let him do what he wants. And he seems to be, he seems to know what he wants. It's just one hand he grabs the shelf over my head, with the other he holds my head in place and just keeps, he just keeps fucking my mouth, choking me. And that's what he's doing. He's making sure I don't lose too much air. He's getting a good mouth factor. And I still get my hand as between my thighs. I undo my belt and zipper and just straight up push my hand in my panties. Gotta make use of the situation, right? And suddenly he pulls out from my mouth. And he sits back and pulls me up. Okay. I don't fucking cry. I struggle with him and wet. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking wet. I just I sit down with his cock and start riding him, bouncing up and down his lap and his and his hands on my hips and he's pulling me down onto his cock and drawing me closer, drawing his cock deeper and deeper. And he pulls me to himself and he starts kissing my neck. I just can't help coming out of his cock. Soaking him, just soaking him so completely with my Jesus. He's not done. He's not fucking on. He pulls me up and makes me stand and pushes me against the window. And he runs it into me from behind. His whole weight pressing me against the glass. His fucking coat against my tits. And he just keeps pumping at me. And the train keeps rolling at me. And even as the station the way, I wonder if people waiting on the train can see us from the window, or we just rush by there. All the thoughts are gone from my mind. Just his cock and trying to deep into me. His fingers creeping and digging into my hips. It's... I can hear him fixing his belt and zipper. And I realize we're arriving at my destination. And I'm still on the hip of the fucking train floor with his cam drooping. Not to me.